In recent weeks, stories about space have dominated the headlines. As we speak, scientists are analysing data that's been sent back from organic molecules on the surface of comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko, and we've heard about a newly planned mission to the moon.
But this week, a warning came from researchers in Switzerland who showed that DNA on the outsides of a sounding rocket, that's an unmanned craft sent up into space for research, could survive intact even under the extreme conditions beyond our planet. And that means teams studying the origins of life in the solar system and beyond need to be very careful not to contaminate what might be out there with DNA from Earth.
I caught up with Professor Mark Sefton from Imperial College, who also works on organic molecules in space, to get his views on this new study.
What the scientists have done is that they've put DNA on the outside and inside of a sounding rocket, shot it out into space, and then collected it when it arrived back on Earth. And what they're trying to do is work out how organisms survive space travel.
What have they found with this DNA that they've tested?
Well, they did two clever things. They took the DNA and they modified it so that it was fluorescent, but also so that it had antibacterial properties. And once they got this material back on Earth, they could then test it out to see if it still functioned. So you can imagine, if you send an organism into space, is it going to live when it gets back? And so that was the idea. And about 35% of this material actually retained its fluorescence and antibacterial properties. So the DNA survived.
This seems quite impressive to me, because you don't really think of something like that surviving in the conditions of space.
It's quite impressive that, you know, this stuff was raised to temperatures well above 100 degrees C, and they still managed to make it work when it came back down. So, you know, these things are tough, tougher than we think.
What are the implications of this research for the kind of things that we're doing? For example, we've just heard about the Rosetta mission going off to a comet. We're sending all kinds of probes to explore places outside our Earth.
Well, Rosetta, of course, one of the things was to look at the starting materials of life in a comet. And, of course, you can't do that very well if you're actually taking the materials of life with you. And Rosetta and every other spacecraft is built by human beings. What this work does tell you is something about how contamination, terrestrial contamination, can survive space travel. So when we send a probe to Mars or to a comet, we've got to be very, very certain that it's extremely clean before it goes, because the evidence is increasingly telling us that our bugs or our DNA or the materials that we're made of, when they're attached to these spacecraft components, can actually survive, you know, reasonably well.
And what would be the risks of taking DNA from our planet and seeding it onto other worlds?
I suppose DNA is not too bad, because it would have to find a host, it would have to find a home to live in. But if you take whole organisms, then obviously if they find nice conditions, they can proliferate. And you can think, but is that bad? Is that bad for the environment? What it does do, though, scientifically, is it destroys the opportunity to learn where life may be distributed in the present day solar system, where life may have originated, and how, of course, human beings may eventually have been generated from this whole evolutionary sequence. So when we go out into the solar system, we've got to be very careful not to contaminate these forensic records that may help us understand how life originated, you know, 3.8 billion years ago.
So if you find evidence of human DNA on Mars, it might have come from us in the first place.
There's always contamination. You've got to be really certain that you're not detecting yourself. That would be a terrible thing, to go all the way to Mars, spend large amounts of money, and then just detect someone's fingerprint on the Martian surface.
Professor Mark Sefton from Imperial College on what not to do in space.